Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the third parak of Maseches Baba Kama. We are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. So says the Mishnah. We're going to be talking about bor in this parak. Hameniach hasakad b'rishus rabim. Someone leaves a jug in a rishus rabim, ba'achar v'nitkal ba u'shvara, and someone else comes and trips over it and breaks it. So pater, the guy is pater, because people are allowed to walk in rishus rabim without assuming that there's going to be a fragile jug in the Rishus Rabbim, so it's not his fault. The imhuzak ba, but if he got hurt by tripping on that jug, balachav is chayiv benisko, then the guy who owns that jug is certainly going to have to pay for the damages, because that's considered to be a bar Rishus Rabbim that he had left. Nishbar kado Rishus Rabbim, if someone was carrying the jug and he dropped it and broke in the Rishus Rabbim, vuhuchlak echad b'mayim, and it was a bottle of water, and therefore there's water all over the street, and someone slips in the water, o shalaka b'charseho, or someone gets injured from the broken pieces of pottery that are all over the Rishus Rabbim. So Chayiv, the guy who owned that bottle of water, that jug of water is going to be Chayiv, because he should not have dropped it and caused a bar to be there in Rishus Rabbim, and therefore he's going to be Chayiv to pay for that bar Rishus Rabbim. However, Yehuda Omer, b'miskavin Chayiv b'ino miskavin pater. Look, if he dropped it, that's an honest mistake, but if he intentionally left it there, then he's going to be chayiv, because by leaving it there, he's really creating a bar b'rishus rabim. But if he didn't intentionally leave it there, then he's going to be pater, because that's considered to be an ones. It's not considered to be something that he had done purposely. He did not leave a bar in the rishus rabim. Parakim u'mishnah beis hashofich mayim rishus rabim. If someone spills out or pours out water in a rishus rabim, and the assumption is it's during the winter time where it rains a lot anyway, and therefore there's always mud on the ground anyhow, so he's not really doing any extra damage in the Rishus Rabbim. V'huzak behen acher, and someone gets injured from that water, chayiv benisko, you do have to pay for that, even though you didn't do anything wrong. You were allowed to pour it out, you have to pay, because and at the end of the day, you created this bar in the Rishus Rabbim. Hamatzniyah sakotz vezazuchuchis, if someone puts away a thorn or a piece of glass in a Rishus HaRabim, and he did it in a way where it's not readily visible, or someone builds a fence out of thorns, and therefore the thorns jut out into the Rishus HaRabim as people walk by, where you have a fence that falls down into Rishus HaRabim, so all the pieces of the fence fall into the Rishus HaRabim. Now, you didn't try to make the fence fall, so you didn't create a bar in Rishus Rabbim, but it's still your stuff. So other people get damaged from any of these things that belong to you that are left in Rishus Rabbim. Chayiv b'niskan. So they don't even have to pay for the nezek that was done through these items. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Aleph, we said that if someone leaves a jug in Rishus Rabbim and someone else trips on it and breaks it, the guy who tripped on it is pater, but if the guy who tripped on it hurt himself on it, the guy who owns the jug is going to be chayiv, because it's a bar Rishus Rabbim. If someone was walking with a jug of water and drops it in a Rishus Rabbim, so now there's water and pieces of pottery all over the floor, and someone slips on the water or gets hurt from the pottery, Tanakama says you're going to be chayiv, but Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're only going to be chayiv if you purposely left it there after you could have picked it up. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that if someone pours out water during the winter time in a Rishus Rabbim and someone else slips on it, the guy who spilled out the water is going to be chayiv. And if someone hides a thorn or a piece of glass or in Rishus Rabbim, or a fence falls down into Rishus Rabbim, or you build a fence that has thorns that jut out into the Rishus Rabbim, and other people get damaged from that, you're going to be chayiv to pay for those damages. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel.